Yeah.
Beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, lamb, chicken, ham, turkey.
They call me Little Riddle, yeah. I'm in that turkey up, yeah. Ham, yams, get my roll from the bowl. Get some jam on that beef. Bam!
Yeah.
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 Sam. Yeah.
Just rapping. Clapping. Beef going hard.
I like food. I like to eat lots of good food.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving special, yeah.
Shout out Thanksgiving.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Let that turkey with the gravy.
Pilgrim.
Yo, those seals are in the Navy.
Yep.
Pilgrim. Yo.
Yeah.
They got those nice slacks. We got your back.
Fam.
All right, fam. Thank you guys for coming out today on Fishboat Podcast. This is your host, Fishboat. And we've got Ryan, Sam, and Harrison in the house today. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing well.
I'm thankful. I got the fam. We got a live going today. I'm going to get some taco time after.
But before we move on, I just really want to like focus on what we're all thankful for, just real quick, just for the day, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start off. I know this is an obvious one, but this is really what I'm mostly thankful for. I'm thankful for the fam. Got to say it.
Bro, that's mine.
No, sorry, man. I'm being for real. Thank you guys for really supporting us all these times and all these trials. We know it's been a difficult year, difficult times in this world and in these trying times. And we're glad that we get to still spend our time with you. And we're glad the support and love that you show to us. And we we do this for you. All right. Anyways, moving on. Harrison.
I'm thankful for Joe. I'm thankful for music. I'm thankful for Joe.
Yep.
I'm thankful for Joe. obviously the fam. Always the fam. Fam is above everything else. Also, this podcast and all the podcasties on the podcast. Gotta love it.
That's true.
Say brother. Say brother. And their music.
I'm thankful for the Hogle Zoo. Gotta love the Hogle Zoo. I'm thankful for Brother and their music, which blesses the world. And Harrison's card shop.
Yup.
I'm thankful for them as well.
That's some good stuff, guys. Yeah, just like to wrap that segment up, just we're thankful, and we just love, in our next Instagram post that we come out today, we want you guys to just post in the comments what you're thankful for, you know? Because we feel like that's the most important thing in this world, is to show your gratitude rather than show your latitude.
Living with a gracious heart, not a gracious fart.
Shout out Obama.
Agreed. Well, yeah, we think that's great. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Are you ready?
Thanksgiving special. It's time for the news.
News.
This is Fishboat News. We thank you all for coming out today. Today on the news, a broken toilet on SpaceX capsule means astronauts will return to Earth in diapers.
That's unfortunate.
But aren't they always in diapers?
No, you've ever heard that thing where the guy peed his pants when he was like launching and they like kept his spacesuit because it has like his urine in it?
What?
I've never heard that before.
You never heard that story about like...
Oh, you're talking about Tom Hanks from the Apollo movie.
Oh, yeah. Apollo 13, shout out. Shout out Tim Allen.
Way to survive.
Yeah, like SpaceX. Have you seen like their... It looks like they're straight from like a sci-fi movie. Their suits and stuff.
Because they are.
That's probably because this is sci-fi. Space. Space-like.
I don't know, but like the way they... Look
and
at
their
spacesuits.
And they have that new telescope that's going out.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to like... Explore everything.
They got the Nutella.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to see into the past. We're going to see new life forms.
If you guys can't tell, we're just finishing up a box of turkey.
Yeah.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Shout out Thanksgiving. Gotta love turkey.
Gotta love it. All right. A potato the size of a small dog is found in New Zealand.
I think it's about
You guys see the picture of that? Look at that thing. That looks like a straight-up tumor.
That's a big potato.
That's a big potato.
I think it's about time. We should genetically modify all our food to be ginormous.
I agree.
Then we wouldn't have a food shortage.
Yeah. More food, right. More people fed.
We'd have a food tallage.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the population will continue to grow, and this earth will be more prosperous than ever.
Like Wally.
Yes.
Like Walgreens.
And then we'll be able to inhabit the moon, and then we'll live on the moon and all those things.
I'd rather do Mars, actually.
Well, like,
it's too far away.
It's toasty, though. Like, I'd rather be in like a nice...
It's toasty. Warm climate. Do you know how cold it is?
Warm climate, and then the moon's pretty chilly, so like warm climate on Mars would be better.
Is it just because it's red, so it makes it look
like... That's the problem with the moon, though. One side's hot and one side's cold.
That is true. Did you know the moon does not spin?
Mm-mm. It goes like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact. So we never see one side of the moon. It could have like a weird looking stuff on it.
But we have seen the other side because they walked on the other side of it.
You could have people.
Oh, yeah. The freaking Chinese did. Right?
Yeah.
The Chinese went to there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Chinese.
They're really good at their space stuff.
They're really good at it. But they're like more focused on the dark side of the moon. We're more focused on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
They're in the past. Pink Floyd.
For sure.
Obama.
All right, let's see. Spiders can have arachnophobia.
They're scared of
themselves. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can people? Because
I feel like people are scared of people.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Like, I'm scared of, like...
And, like, animals are scared of animals. I think it's just, like, the natural selection of big spiders scare little spiders and little spiders
scare people. If I saw, like, Michael Myers on the street, I would run away.
That's what scares me, is in the newer Michael Myers movie, like, he dresses up as himself, but he's become such an icon that they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Murderers are scary. We won't get into that.
They really are.
It's Thanksgiving time. We can't get into
that. Yeah, we can't be thanking murderers.
I'm thankful for not being murdered.
Yeah, I'm thankful for all the people that aren't murderers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is all of our Fishboat fam.
Except for that one Boca guy, bro.
He was weird.
His weird, problem, man. Yeah. Let's see. Self-driving cars gather in San Francisco neighborhood, and they confused residents. So does that mean they, like, drove themselves there?
They've got, like, a hive mind.
Those things about the self-driving cars, man. Like, do you trust them?
All the AI is going crazy. Did you see the robot that was, like, supposed to take on human form, and now it's being, like, super,
oh, bless you.
Super offensive? And it's, like, taking on all the insults that, like, America...
Oh,
like,
yeah, because it's like, it's like being biased in technology.
And yeah.
They become, like, racial.
Uh-huh.
Because of the people that create it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in job interviews. I've read an article about it. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm. It's intense, to say the least.
Yes.
Right. In local news, there's... the light parade on 25th Street in Ogden, Utah. If you want to go participate in that.
Oh, yeah. We're starting up the Christmas Village, right? Isn't
that we are. That's the kickoff, baby. There's the Santa 5K for, I think it's... they're fighting cancer?
Let's do the 5K, guys.
We will do the 5K.
Let's get the Fishboat fam.
Fishboat fam podcast live stream 5K.
Yeah, we want to have the Santa t-shirts and, like, you know, go crazy that time.
And
yeah.
In big news, the local choir here in Ogden will be having a performance at the Hogle Zoo come the 14th of December.
Oh, yes, sir.
And in some emotional zoo news, a zebra from a zoo in Maryland that escaped is found dead.
No, oh my gosh.
Could it be a potential kidnapping?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
So we're not thankful for whoever murdered that zebra.
Someone set a trap.
Someone set a trap to kill the zebra?
Freaking zebra.
For the zebra?
Like a bear trap?
Oh, we're not thankful for whoever killed the zebra.
Maryland?
Rest in peace.
Oh my gosh.
I thought Maryland was good.
Maryland.
Maryland.
What the heck, Maryland?
You're the new Florida.
Yes.
I thought it was Wisconsin.
All right. Well, that there is a Fishboat News. Thank you all.
With that noise, we kicked off our next segment. Question of the week.
Question of the week.
Superstition, baby.
Baby. Let's get our superstition on.
That's it.
Okay.
That's the excitement you bring to the table. So superstitions, we have a little bit of confusion with superstitions. Sam believed them to be a sort of a conspiracy theory where it's like if you do one thing,
you'd be suspicious of paranormal stuff.
You could be.
Yeah.
But that's stupid. I believe superstition to be something where it's like, you ever see those like Disney Channel episodes where one of the athletes are like, my lucky jersey. I've been wearing this since sixth grade because I win every game when I wear it.
All right, don't talk like that.
Bro.
Dude, anyways, give me your superstition.
My superstition?
I want to hear it.
I have a lot of superstitions. I'm a football. I like sports. So when I watch sports, I have a ton of superstitions. Like if I'm sitting on one side of the couch and my team goes up or goes down, I have to either. So if they're going down, I switch the side of the couch I'm sitting on. And if they're going up, I have to stay in that spot exactly how I'm sitting for the rest of the game.
Interesting.
Like there's been a point where I was like ready to throw up. I was like super ill, but the Packers were up by six and there was like a whole half left, but I couldn't move because I felt like if I moved, they'd lose.
He's superstitious.
I'm duper bibbish.
Yeah, I'm pretty superstitious about sports, too.
Are you superstitious?
Yeah, because you're a rock climber. So if you put on your chalk wrong, you could die or something.
Yeah, I'm not really superstitious that way, but I mean, like,
or the diaper around your waist or whatever you wear during rock climbing?
A diaper?
Yeah. That's
it's a girdle.
Oh.
A harness.
Yeah, you are a little girdle.
Oh, you called me a little girl. So I'd say my superstition probably be like when I see a penny, I pick it up, you know, because I really notice that my day is exponentially better.
Mm-hmm. What does exponentially
mean? I don't know. I just had to throw that in my sentence because it made me sound
you're
a little
so
smarter.
Eloquently spoken.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
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 Ryan, what's your super stupid?
My superstition is, I don't know, probably a culmination. If I feel like I'm having a good day, I'll do things better.
Or like if you have your mustache growing and the week's been going good, you just got to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. If you know
what I've noticed is that when I don't have a mustache, is that my life
you
sucks.
Get less women.
So I feel yes, I agree. So I feel like all the Fishboat podcastees, I'm speaking to you all. Mm-hmm. We just need to start growing.
Right? Yeah,
or just
no, I think
one.
So.
No shave, never.
No shave.
I feel
never.
Like when every time I shave, my life gets substantially worse.
That's true.
Like, agreed. I know that society wants me to shave because I guess it's more appealing.
Societal norms really suck. Like, why do you have to make us shave? Just let us grow.
Be a part of the fam and grow out of societal norms.
Yes. Even if you're a girl, feel free, you know?
Just keep it growing.
Keep it growing. Be natural.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear now.
Fully support.
Fishboat, go natural.
Go natural. All right, Sam.
What's yours?
I'm stupitious of...
Stupitious?
Stupitious of that September is not a good month to brush your teeth.
Yo, what?
Pause. What?
What's the point behind that? Is it because of like President's Day or?
Yeah, President's Day.
Oh, wait, no, that's February. You don't even know.
Because. Ronald Reagan will come back, and he'll
okay.
All right. Take your teeth. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Sam. So yeah, now we're gonna move on to the fam. You guys really put in some
You're
good.
Really stupiditious.
Put in, yeah. You guys are a really stupiditious fam. Like we're worried about you. You guys ever need some help? Yeah. Just give us a call. We got Joe Cloward.
Yeah.
Yep. He said, candy canes are actually human fish hooks. We can never be safe.
That's true.
But who's hooking us, you know? Like, the candy man?
Ourselves. We're hooking ourselves on sugar.
We're hooking ourselves.
Oh.
Dude.
That's profound.
That is profound.
That is.
I really like that.
That's
so, yeah,
one.
Don't, because it's, candy canes
candy
are the
canes.
Gateway drug to candy or sugar itself.
Meth.
Candy canes are the gateway to meth. Please don't do it. It's not a good. It's
don't
not good
candy
for you.
Canes.
And diabetes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out diabetes.
Yeah. Let's shout it out. Everybody out there who has diabetes, shout you out. You're a strong, amazing member of the fam. We're proud of you. We could not imagine what it'd be like, but we're proud that you live each day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're an amazing example.
We're just proud of all of you guys. Like, really. Like,
you're like our children.
A lot of the things, we don't know what all of you are going through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, please tell us if you really feel like the Fishboat fam could help you out, because we fully support you. All right? We really do.
Talk about it.
All right. We got Ashton.Salazar. I have to check all my doors and windows multiple times before bed.
That's very superstitious.
One thing that I'm superstitious about, actually, too, is that, well, I mean, it's not superstitious. It's just become like a habit. I have to check to make sure my garage is closed.
Yeah.
Because my parents are very, like, about the garage.
Is that a superstitious then?
No, it's not a superstitious.
I wouldn't say that that's a superstitious.
But, like, sometimes even when I know that I shut it, I have to just, like, go check again. Because, like, if I leave it open and then I wake up the next morning, my parents are just going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel that's just, like, a really big fear.
That is a fear. Know? So I feel like my fears, become a superstition.
Superstitious.
Another one by Ashton.Salazar. I click the clear button 4 times after filling up with gas, literally every time.
What?
Oh, actually, speaking of gas, what I do, I forget a lot of the superstitions I have. But
wait, what's the clear button?
You know, like to just kind of like clear out your money, so it's not, because I feel like, I don't know why, I just feel like things would be like my whole credit card number would be displayed on the card, like the.
But it isn't.
I know it's not, but I just feel like it is once I leave. It's just like it's still there, like waiting for you to clear it. I know.
But like, so that's superstitious.
But like, it's not. But no, but one thing is, though, when I, you know, the thing when you close your gasket or whatever, like the clicky.
Your casket?
What is it called?
Gas cap?
Gasket. When you close it, like, it makes the clicking sound, so it locks.
Yeah.
But like, I never trust that because, like, I don't want, like, it to open up and then when I'm driving, my car, like, blows up.
Then close, like, the second door.
Well, you close the second door.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried about blowing up in my car. Just the thing. Okay?
Just don't.
Yeah, straight up.
All right. JCrid_35. Probably the one by Stevie Wonder. Oh, I love that song.
I do, too.
It's my stupid thing. Anyways. Writing on the wall or whatever.
Yeah,
I forget the song.
Sing all of it.
I don't know the whole song, but I love Stevie Wonder. Yeah, writing on the wall.
Stevie,
that's stupid. Okay, zip it propus. Holy crap! Who are zip it a prosia? Every time I've missed a Utah football game this season, they've lost. Coincidence? Nah.
Who is this?
Zip it. This
person is the person that's the reason that they are winning all of their games.
Yep.
Yeah.
He went to the. Yep. Thank you. Please tell us how to pronounce your name because I like the things you say. I like the things you say, but I just want to know how to say it so I don't butcher it. Trey_Womack17. I don't sit down while any of my favorite sports teams play. You don't sit down? Oh, that's hard. That's tough.
Wow. I've seen people do that before, too.
Yeah, but that's a long time
to stand. I think it's odd how, like, the greatest superstitions come out during sports.
That is true.
I think sports is just a superstitious thing.
It is.
I think it's just such a big... I think superstition comes with, like, almost adrenaline. And it's like...
For sure.
You want everything that you can to control the outcome of the situation.
Yeah.
So it's like if you can bring in this, like, outer source...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your_Gerber_gate baby.
Gerber baby said, I always memorize where I leave stuff when I'm home alone, just in case there's an intruder or a ghost.
Ooh.
I feel like this is similar to locking all the doors. And
this is true.
Yeah.
I think this is another fear that with adrenaline of, I don't want to be murdered.
Yeah.
And I
like,
want to make sure.
Oh, that, yeah. Do you ever, like, do
I
the
think
thing,
it's
like.
Rational.
It is really rational.
I've seen, like, TikToks of the things where they're, like on the toilet and they're, like, singing, and then, like, they just assume that,
like,
there's someone
punch
in the shower.
Their,
and
just shower?
Punch the shower?
Oh, I'm actually superstitious about that.
Yeah. Is that superstitious, or is that just, like, anxious and scared?
Or just, like, when I'm home alone, I just, like, pretend I'm, like, talking to the murderer just to, like, catch him off guard that I know he's in my
weird.
House.
I do that, too.
Yeah, you see that in horror movies where they're walking around, they're like, I see you, Michael. I know you're here, and they're like,
Yeah.
And I feel like going upstairs is a big one too. Like, you ever like,
Oh, when you like have to run up the stairs.
Yeah.
Turn off the lights and then
run. It's the most intense when you like trip over yourself and then you get into like the bear crawl up the stairs because you're just so scared.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's.
I just still bear crawl up the stairs just for fun because I think it's fun.
I think that's one of the funnier moments though is like when you sprint upstairs and you have like company or something that you didn't know about, so you have to like fix yourself and be like,
oh, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, right. I was just playing around.
Yeah.
But
what's this next one?
Till underscore PR beans.
Me too,
dude. For real,
really? Oh, I'm really superstitious about
beans.
Oh yeah,
every time.
Matters if they're canned or fresh off the loom.
Off the loom.
The loom.
How do they grow? How do beans grow?
They're
stalks.
They're a legume.
What's the? Oh, I know what a legume is, but
the
isn't it called
stalk.
Legume?
It's lagoon
legume.
Legume. But like because I know how green beans grow. They're like a. How they grow, but like, what about pinto beans? Like, how do pinto beans grow?
They grow like potatoes.
Are they underground?
Yeah, they're underground.
They're underground. They're underscore.
Ground. Underscore the ground.
Grow beans.
I hate beans.
Very superstitious.
Very super. Thank you guys for sending in your superstitions. That was really funny. I like that. All right, guys. Days of the week. Days of the week. Days of the week, days of the week, days of the week.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, all right. Let's start with days of the week. Today is November 24th. And let's see. National Sardines Day.
Shout out sardines.
You know, I've never had sardines, but I always think of them when I think of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I've had anchovies. Is that basically the same thing?
Oh, is that an anchovy?
No, you know what a net. Isn't a net?
What was in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Oh, no. Sardines. They're sardines.
Oh, okay.
Like the ones in the can? Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think I've had a sardine either, but they look really disgusting.
We're going to have to go try them in our next YouTube video.
Yes, exactly.
And Harrison's doing water torture.
Yes, we forgot to do that.
Can't wait to do it. I really want to choke on water.
Today's National...
Blue Lagoon Day.
Lagoon? National Jukebox Day. It's the day before
Jukebox
Thanksgiving.
Jukebox Hero.
Well, that's cool.
That's
November 25th. This is good.
National Thankfulness
National
Day.
Play Day with Dad. That's
oh, yeah.
nice.
I
That's
love playing great. With we Fisher's go. Dad.
I also enjoy
National Parfait Day.
Parfaits. I don't get the hype at the end of parfait.
Shopping reminder day. Because I think it's Black Friday the next day.
Shop tomorrow.
National Day of Mourning. I think every
Why
day has
sad?
Mourning. Oh, that's like sad one. Thanksgiving Day. Turkey-free Thanksgiving. I don't...
Why
no,
do
gross.
That?
Vegan teacher type B.
Oh, no. What'd it say?
Turkey-free Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Shut up, bro.
Dude, shut up.
Turkey.
If you're
not
vegan,
up,
good for you, but not really.
But literally, leave.
If you give me a free turkey, then I would support that day.
But the Beatles documentary is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
National Cake Day 26, but...
National Cake Day. Love that. All right.
I love cake.
November 27th. National Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
I love
cream pie.
Yeah, Bavarian cream pie is phenomenal.
I don't know who Bavarian
is. Oh, wait. Bovarian? Bovine?
Who's Bavarian?
Wait, bovine's a Bavarian.
That means cow. If you guys don't know what a bovine is,
it's
that
cow.
Means it has hooves.
Okay.
I love
hooves.
National Jerk Day. Small Business Saturday. After Black Friday, you need to support the small businesses. November 28th. There's National French Toast Day. And it's...
Take a few steps back, okay? What's National Jerk Day?
National Craft Jerky Day.
Oh, okay. I love Kraft mac and cheese.
Shout out
I love
the Kraft cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Oh.
Sponsor us Kraft mac and cheese.
Well,
so many good days coming up.
Did you go through all of November? Computer
not
shook here.
It.
Okay. National Meth Awareness Day, November 30th. Okay, this is something I actually really
don't
wanted to talk about.
Kids.
Hey, guys. If you guys are doing meth, it's never too late to fix it, you know? It's like, we are all willing to help you. I know you may feel embarrassed, but listen,
mm-hmm.
We're all in this together, okay? We're working together, and we'll help you out.
Yeah, we love you, fam.
Don't do meth.
But
don't.
Get actual help. We can only do so much. Yes.
We yeah. can't do that much, actually.
We can take away
we'll
the...
We'll stage an intervention for you if you want, though.
Yes, we will. Thank you. And just to kick it off, we're just going to, like, say the first day in December, because why the frick
oh,
not?
Oh,
it's
oh.
the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, December 1st, National Pie Day. Why is everything National Pie Day? That doesn't make sense.
I love pie.
Rosa Parks Day.
I love Rosa Parks.
National Eat
Rose
a Red
Parks.
Apple. Rosa Parks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rose
Day Without Art Day. Oh.
The heck?
Why would we get rid of art?
Wait, what kind of day is that? That's like sinful.
That's like a bad day. I love art.
I love art.
Art is my
art
life.
Is so like.
Art is love.
Art just speaks.
It speaks to me personally,
ways.
Not.
I like this
generally.
One, National Package Protection Day, but I don't. Why wouldn't you protect
always,
your package every day?
I protect my package every day.
Always protect your package.
I keep
okay?
it strapped.
100%
protected.
All day long.
Bubble wrapped.
Shout out briefs.
Shout out boxers.
I
like them
your
high
package.
And tight.
Well, yeah, so.
Yep. We took a break just barely for a little bit to watch the Mr. Beast Squid Game.
It just dropped.
Just dropped. Download Brawl Bros or whatever that's called.
Brawl Stars. Or don't. That's okay.
Or don't. I don't think it really matters much, but.
But yeah, win $456,000.
Yep. Not really, though. It was really good. It reminded me of the actual movie Squid Game, which is really cool how he followed the book. But
the movie?
Like, yeah, it's a TV show.
It made me really happy. It was really strict to the plot, and Mr. Beast always reminds me of such happy moments in my life.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're grateful
really
for that.
It makes fantasy become reality.
He makes the good times roll.
Makes the good times roll.
Ryan's really sleepy because we really just wrestled each other for a long time, and it really drained his energy pretty hard.
Yeah. We all just
it
went hard on Ryan.
Drained him so hard. We were going so hard, and it drained him.
Okay. Well.
he's good now.
He's good. Though.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Really refreshed.
I feel refreshed.
Don't worry, Ryan. It's okay. Happens.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're back for our final couple minutes of this podcast. We love you. We hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Please have a good Thanksgiving. Even if you're just, you don't even have to be with your family. Just literally eat the food. And if you can't eat the food, just give thanks, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what's the most important part, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what this world's all.
That's
what this world's all about, you know?
More.
It's just
big
like, giving like thanks and stuff. Like it's just, yeah, I'm spitting mad facts, for real.
No doubt.
You know, Thanksgiving Eve, guys, it's already November, guys. We started this pod in like, what, June? May.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was like in May. Look how far we've gone with you. And we expect to do this for many more years and years and years.
Months. Centuries.
Maybe some days, too.
Yes, of course.
As Thanksgiving rolls around, it's important to remember good things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Send that text to the person you've been avoiding. Share that hug with the parent you've been loving less.
And avoiding.
Yep.
And avoiding.
Hold your siblings and your friends close.
The ones that you've been avoiding, most of all.
And look up Mark McGuire's thighs. Ayo. Squeeze them tight. Hold them close. Thanksgiving is for thanks. And I'd like to just give another shout out to Mark McGuire's thighs.
Very thankful.
There's Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, David Ortiz. There's so many steroid users. Roger Clemens.
Juice monkeys.
But nothing ever compares to Mark McGuire's thighs.
Because he really knew how to use them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he got real big.
He smacks those baseballs so hard. And I just appreciate everything his thighs did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Reach out to your family and friends. Reach out to them with thighs.
And we've also got a request for you all, Fishboat fan out there. Or we have a challenge for you this week. We want you to text or tell five different people that how thankful you are to them tomorrow.
For Fishbowl.
And as you also do that, we just would love for you to just say, hey, also give Fishbowl podcast a listen.
Yeah.
Because they really know what's up, you know? Like,
chance.
And so a like and a subscribe.
Give us a like and a subscribe and give us a review, rate and review on whatever platform you listen to, because that really matters, and that's how we get bigger, you know?
We love getting bigger.
We get bigger because of you. So, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, Fishbowl fam. We're out. All right, fam.